Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Mike Sauter will join us here in a little bit. Last night was the start of the winter sports season, basketball, wrestling, all the winter sports underway. Football is wrapping up. Zane Flores was the Max Preps Player of the Year. If you're wondering, they are fully committed to Oklahoma State.
Mm-hmm.
So Nebraska may, and depending on what Pop Watson does, may have to go find a quarterback for 23. A quarterback will not be from Gretna. Will they have to find another wide receiver in-state? So the Jalen Lloyd offer of Omaha Westside is ideal when you think about Matt Rhule and what they want. So long, lean speed. Mm-hmm. Jalen Lloyd's more than a track star. He is a really, really good wide receiver that is still a little bit raw.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, there is a lot there. I love that offer to come play wide receiver at Nebraska. And, again, the wide receiver room may lose some bodies, okay? Whether they be Dakoldis Crawford, you already know that Palmer has elected to go to the NFL. Who knows what's going to happen with the rest of the recruiting class that are wide receivers. I mean, there's a lot of unknowns. So Malachi Coleman was committed to be a wide receiver. And if you think about raw guys, developed guys, long and lean, Coleman kind of fits what Matt Rhule has liked in the past.
Absolutely.
So through this whole process, and it's going quick, is you want to introduce yourself, get to know everybody, whether on your current roster or your commitment list. So yesterday, Malachi Coleman decommits. He's scheduled to meet with Matt Rhule today. Now, Nebraska's still in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get why the day before you're supposed to meet in person with the head coach, you would publicly say, I've decommitted.
Yeah, that was weird.
I mean, that's okay. After you meet with him in person and say, you know what, I just don't think it's for me. I'm not sure. I don't know who's going to be your wide receiver coach. I don't know who's going to be, you know, that's a relationship I'm going to have to build up. Coach, I just can't do it. After Nebraska sells him. Because I do think it's important to have a conversation and say, you know what, We'd like to keep you.
We
see something here.
Yeah.
But why not wait until after you've met with him instead of waiting before? I thought that was kind of strange. So let's say that Malachi Coleman is a free agent and he's out there. What will be his stock on the open market? Because as the whole recruiting process was unfolding, yes, he had some big-name schools that were after him, but a lot of them backed off because they were pretty sure that he was going to commit to Nebraska, mm-hmm. and they didn't want to waste their time.
Yeah.
They didn't want to have him on official visit knowing that, hey, he's going to go to Nebraska. We'd like you, but, or how committable those offers were. So what will be his stock if he's on the open market at this time when it's just absolute chaos that is going on?
Yeah, that's a really good question because, you know, there is, for a guy as highly regarded and highly ranked in the recruiting rankings as Malachi Coleman, there is some development that probably still needs to happen there as far as his football skills, right? Is that fair? So you wonder how many places are a good fit for him. You mentioned committable offers. You wonder how many of those are still out there after some teams backed off, assuming it was Nebraska, which obviously at the time it was. That part's going to be really interesting to me because I look at these two guys. I look at Jalen Lloyd and I look at Malachi Coleman. And Jalen Lloyd was really, really productive this year. Obviously has incredible speed as a track star. Really, really good as in the jump events as well. Maybe better than he is in their actual running events. So you look at a guy who's obviously a high-level elite athlete. Now, he's a little, I mean, he's about 4 inches shorter than what Coleman's listed at 6'5". Jalen Lloyd's listed at about 6'1". So there's a length there that isn't matched up. But if you're looking at athleticism and production, I mean, can you make the argument that Jalen Lloyd is not a huge drop-off for Malachi Coleman?
I get more excited for Jalen Lloyd because I know Monday through Saturday what I'm going to get.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's right.
I think you get somebody who Monday through Saturday, you know every single day what you're going to get. As much as there's ability and some upside for Malachi Coleman, I don't worry about Saturdays. I worry about Monday through Friday, and I'm not alone in that assessment. So that's why the Lloyd offer, I was like, okay. And then the news yesterday. I can't interact with the kid because I'm blocked on Twitter by him.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really interacted with him at all. Maybe I comment. Went to the Lincoln East Elkhorn South game, mm-hmm. and I tweeted out a photo. I don't know. I don't really care. But I'm just – that doesn't – what are you looking for? What are you hoping to get when you publicly – because everybody knows you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You have a place in Lincoln, and people like you, okay? And you do good things.
You're going to have NIL opportunities and the whole thing.
But before you meet with a head coach on a Friday – why do you publicly decommit? Because you know that's going to get news and you're going to get to do your rival's interview. I mean, that was unnecessary. Today you want to do it after you've met with the coach? Perfect.
Yeah, and I know I'm going to sound like an old man here, but I also thought the decommitment graphic was a bit weird. I understand announcing it. Again, probably want to meet with the head coach first. That probably makes more sense. But I thought it was like it was very, hey, look at me. That was the vibe that I got. And listen, you're a really talented guy. You know, I can't say that at that age I wouldn't have been similar. I think a lot of people would be. But it does. There's some things that just don't totally make a lot of sense there between not meeting the coach before you decommit. I don't know what it is about it. Like, I have no problem with the commitment graphics, right? I think they're cool. The Tipton edits and all that kind of stuff, they're awesome. The decommitment graphic struck me just a little strange. Like, just didn't totally pass the vibe check for me.
There were three things yesterday. One, the decommitment, the Hausman. And then the other thing that stood out to me yesterday, like, I was like, maybe you two can help me with this. Why did Caleb Tanner have to declare for the NFL draft? Isn't Caleb Tanner done?
I mean, I do think you technically have to submit the paperwork still. No. But yes, in terms of there was no mystery about him returning to Nebraska.
And that just dawned on me when you brought up the graphic. I'm like, you know what? That was a kind of cool graphic. I read it. I was like, but I thought you're done.
Yeah, so it wasn't a matter of him continuing to play college. I think it was just like, hey, I am going to try. Come on, NFL, I am going to try. I don't know. You're right. That part is a little weird. But yeah, I guess technically you do still have to declare that you're open for the draft. So technically.
All right, Mike Sauter coming up next in 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.